Yeah, exactly. That was a huge goal from the start. To keep the permission scheme maintainable, I made sure we treated roles and permissions as a source of truth coming from the back end, rather than hard coding logic in the front end. We used a simple centralized JSON-based configuration that mapped roles to permissions, so all permission logic was consistent and reusable across the app. On the front end, I built a utility layer with custom hooks and wrapper components like use hash permissions and require permissions. So devs didn't have to reinvent the wheel every time. They could just plug in the required permission and go. That made adoption really easy and across teams. We also kept it composable. If we added a new feature or role, we could just update the configuration or extend the enums. And everything else flowed automatically. We would even log unauthorized access attempts in dev mode. So if something wasn't configured right, it was super easy to debug. So yeah, by abstracting the logic and keeping it data-driven, we made the whole system very easy to evolve without breaking things or adding complexity.